Learning Masech, this Yom Daf Chaf Beis and Aleph, but I want to go back a little bit to Chaf Aleph and the Beis, discuss a little bit the Sugya, the Gemara over there. Gemara there talks about the five things that were missing in Bayis Sheni. The five things missing, and the Aron, Kaparis, and Kruvim, that's one, like Rashi says. They didn't have the Aron, it was Nignaz by Yeshio, which included the Kaparis and the Kruvim. They didn't have the Eish Men HaShemayim, like the Gemara says, they had an Eish, but it didn't help burn the Karbanis. They didn't have the Shechina. So the Shechina was there in the Bayis Rishon, not in the Bayis Sheni, that's the Lashon of the Gemara. They didn't have Ruach HaKadosh, and they didn't have Urim V'Tumim. So first with Ruach HaKadosh, Rashi says, Ruach HaKadosh L'Hoysim Menevim Mishnas Beiz L'Diyavish Ve'Elech. Rabbi Shai Pick changes it to Dalad L'Diyavish, because he sees the Chayri is Nevuah and Dalad L'Diyavish. But afterwards, we don't find the Nevuah of Bechages Chaya Malachi. Rashi says, there was no Ruach HaKadosh for the Nevi'im to be Misnabe. And so Hasemis is Meir, that Rashi is saying that even though Chagas, Chaya, and Malachi were Misnabi before the Binyan Bayis Sheni, Kamavur and the Psukim, but once they built the Bayis Sheni, that was it. There was no more Ruach HaKadosh. He says, a bit madna. Why would you think that the Binyan Bayis Sheni should cause them to stop? It's Bishleima that it didn't come back. There was Ruach HaKadosh by the Binyan Bayis Rishon, it didn't come back by the Binyan Bayis Sheni. That we can understand. But it did really come back before the Binyan Bayis Sheni, because Chagas, Chaya, Malachi were Misnabe. But Rashi that mentions that Mishnash Taim of the Avish Ve'elech, or if you go, is Dal of the Avish, is Mashman, that when they built the Bayis Sheni, there was no Moruch HaKadosh. That should be a Sibachit stamp. So Hashem says, Lulei Dvarev, he would say, Avada went on. Avada Chagas, Chaya, Malachi had Ruach HaKadosh after the Binyan Bayis Sheni. Why not? But the pshat is that by Bayis Rishon, the entire Bayis Rishon was Ruach HaKadosh for the Nevi'im. Bayis Sheni, the Nevi'im that were there in the very beginning had Ruach HaKadosh, but afterwards they didn't have. His son-in-law, the Ben Dina Rav, who wrote brackets in the Sfas Emes, he says, L'chai, as I state the Gemara in Saita, the Gemara in Saita, M'chasim Amei says, Mishameis Nevi'im Rishonim was Ba'alurim V'tumim, and that was by Bayis Rishon. Mishameis Nevi'im Achreinim, Well, the Ruach HaKadosh, the Vim Achreinim, and Inu Chagas Chayim Malachi, I come on sight of Amchasim Abbeis, it's Mashma, until they died, there was Ruach HaKadosh. But Rashi doesn't say that. And we'll shmooze a little bit more about it. But here's the other shmooze is the Urim V'tumim. Taisa says Urim V'tumim. Rashi says, Urim V'tumim Havu, Taisa says. Shem Leikain, I can go to Mechusa Begadim. Elohim Meshivim L'Shalimem. Taisa says that the thing that Urim V'tumim means, it had Urim V'tumim, it just didn't work. The Urim V'tumim wasn't Meshivim, the Nishalim Behem. Rashi in Chumash, Rashi Tesav, Perech Yuches Pasuk Lamed, he says Urim V'tumim means the Shem Hashem, which is on a pattern, which is put in between the folds of the Cheshin. And he says that Mikdash Sheni, Avadid had a Cheshin, you can't have a Kohen Gadol without a Cheshin, it'd be Mechusa Begadim. But the Shem wasn't inside the Cheshin. So that means the Urim V'tumim wasn't there in the Bayis Sheni. Taisa says it was. And just didn't work. And Rashi says it wasn't there. Now, the Emes and Machlok is Ram and Ravi. The Ram was like Taisis. The Ram says that the Urim V'Tumim was not Meshivin Beruach HaKadosh. Sounds like they were there, but they didn't answer. The Ravid says no. The Ravid says, it had Urim V'Tumim, and that's not Mechus the Begadim, because the Urim V'Tumim is not the Begadim. That's the Chayyid of Machlokes. Taisis and Kaneri, the Ramam holds, the Urim V'Tumim is part of the Chayshin. A Chayshin without Urim V'Tumim doesn't have a shame Chayshin Bechlal. So Neil, if there wasn't Urim V'Tumim, he'd be missing a Chayshin. Now Shane Kane, the Ravid, and Rashi hold no. The Chayshin is without the Urim V'Tumim. The Urim V'Tumim that's Seit Tzach. So Neil, without the Urim V'Tumim, they wouldn't be called Mechus the Begadim. Now the Ravid asks an interesting question on the Rambam. The Ravid says, if you can learn like the Rambam, but they had the Urim V'Tumim, it just weren't Meshiv Ruach HaKadosh. So the Ravid says in that Ruach HaKadosh. So what's the two things they're missing Ruach HaKadosh and Urim V'Tumim? The whole Urim V'Tumim they had, it just didn't work. And why didn't it work? Because there wasn't Ruach HaKadosh. So what are the two things? And the Hasaga means like this, because the Rambam in Hilchas Kli Mikdash says like this, and Nala Yeshailamem, how come they didn't have a Shaila by Urim V'Tumim? They Shleisa Shem Ruach HaKadosh. Chalkayin Shein Amidab Ruach HaKadosh, Inshkin Yeshailam Ben Yeshailam Bat. So Yivalta, there's no Ruach HaKadosh, the Kohen Gadol couldn't be Medama B'Ruach HaKadosh, Shamel, they couldn't be Shael Burim V'Tumim. Shamel, it's the same thing, Ruach HaKadosh, Shem V'Tumim, it's Ayinu Hach. As I fact the Raivet. So because of that, the Raivet's Mechriach, the advice is Urim V'Tumim means they're missing the actual Urim V'Tumim. So in the Chedushim Ar and Rizal Leiv Yal HaRambam, in Hilchus Kli Mikdash, he wants to say, wants to answer. He wants to say, there's two dinim. He says, the Gemara in Seyta Daf Mem Ches says that Misha Meis Nevi'im Mishayinim Paskum Urim V'Tumim. So you see, Clark, I mean, then it says that Misha Meis Nevi'im Achreinim Paskum Ruach HaKadosh. The advice is the Urim V'Tumim stopped before the Ruach HaKadosh stopped. So you see, Clark, that way. So what's the pshat? How come by Meis Nevi'im Mishayinim was missing the Urim V'Tumim? There's still Ruach HaKadosh. Right? Al-Karchuk, you can't select the Raivet. I mean, you see, the Ramah Kli Mikdash Lechari sounds like it. The Ramah says the reason why they weren't Shalemem it's because they didn't have Ruach HaKadosh. In fact, the Rav, no. The Urim V'Tumim is already Mishameis Nevi'im Mishayinim, Achur B'Mayis Rishin, and they still had Ruach HaKadosh. Because it says Mishameis Chag is Chayim Malachi. It was brought to the Ruach HaKadosh. And he writes in brackets, don't tell me because the Kayin didn't have Ruach HaKadosh. Maybe Chag is Chayim Malachi had Ruach HaKadosh, but the Kayin Gadol didn't have Ruach HaKadosh because Ezra was the Kayin Gadol. Ezra was one of the Nevi'im. He's counted among the Mem Ches Nevi'im. Avadi had Ruach HaKadosh. He says, you have to say there's two things. Urim V'Tumim stopped before the Ruach HaKadosh. So he says, the Rambam Hilchos Beis HaBechira says two things. The Rambam says, lo yimashivim Ruach HaKadosh, and also says, lo yimashalim them, but he says, lo yimashivim Ruach HaKadosh. And Hilchos claim, he says, lo yimashalim them, because the Kayin didn't have Ruach HaKadosh. But Hilchos Beis HaBechira is mashma two things. First of all, lo yimashalim them, Taka says that, but he also says, lo yimashivim. Now, what does it mean, lo yimashivim? If they didn't ask, of course they didn't answer. The Teretz says because they did ask. Later on they didn't ask. But in the beginning of Ayin Sheni, when they still drew a Chenish, they did ask. So that's the Ram Menuchah's base of Bechira. It never answered in Ayin Sheni, because that's the Mishameis Nevi'im Mishayinim Batlu Urim V'Tumim. And also, after it was Batlu the Ruach HaKadosh, they didn't ask. And Menuchah's Kli Mikdash, he only says they didn't ask because the Kayin didn't have Ruach HaKadosh. He says it chats like this. The din that the Urim V'Tumim didn't answer, which was the entire Bayis Sheni, that was Mishameis Nevi'im Mishayinim, about the Urim V'Tumim, which means they didn't answer, that's even when there was Ruach HaKadosh. But that's not a halacha. That's not a halacha. There's no halacha that the Urim V'Tumim has to answer. Even when David HaMelech asked, didn't always answer. Ruach HaKadosh didn't, the Urim V'Tumim didn't always answer. But that was the Gemara saying, that's what the Rambam brings in Hilchos Beis HaBechira. He's not giving you Hilchos Urim V'Tumim here. He's telling you what the difference is between Beis and Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni was. They didn't have an Eish, they didn't have Shechina, and they didn't have Urim V'Tumim. What's the pshat? They didn't have Urim V'Tumim. It didn't work. They were allowed to ask, because they still had Ruach HaKadosh, but the Urim V'Tumim never answered. And that's the Hilchos Beis HaBechira, where he's not telling you, without a din in Urim V'Tumim, he's not telling you the Chalukim and Mitzvahs between Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni. In Hilchos Kli Mikdash, he's telling you, Dinei Urim V'Tumim. In order to ask the Urim V'Tumim, there the Kayin needs Ruach HaKadosh. They had Ruach HaKadosh and Bayis Sheni until Chag Es Chayim Lachi died. Which that ties into the first article. That's the Svasemis, that the Ruach HaKadosh wasn't brought in the beginning of Bayis Sheni. The Ruach HaKadosh was brought with Hananya when Chag Es Chayim Lachi died. Like the Gemara in Seita. See, Rashi doesn't have to come on to the whole thing. Rashi was Urim V'Tumim like the Ravid, that the Urim V'Tumim, they didn't have it all together. But according to the Rambam, this is the insight. They didn't have Ruach HaKadosh in Bayis Sheni, doesn't mean the entire Bayis Sheni. It only started from Lachar, Misas, Chag Es Chayim Malachi. And that's when there was a din that you weren't even Shayel Urim V'Tumim. Because to be Shayel Urim V'Tumim is now Lachar, you need Ruach HaKadosh. But there's got another Mitzvah. That Mishameis Nevi'im Mishayinim was Batlu Urim V'Tumim. And that's the five things. Even when they had Ruach HaKadosh, the Urim V'Tumim didn't answer. That it didn't answer, not because it's missing Ruach HaKadosh. That it didn't answer, Stam it didn't answer, because it's Bayis Sheni. So now it's Meyushav Vasag of the Raivin. Ein Achinami, the Din Sheila, the Urim V'Tumim is telling Ruach HaKadosh. So you can't make two things, Urim V'Tumim and the Ruach HaKadosh and the Din Sheila of Urim V'Tumim. But that it wasn't Meshiv, that's not telling Ruach HaKadosh. Even when they had Ruach HaKadosh, it wasn't Meshiv. The time of the Chag Es Chayim Malachi and Bayis Sheni had Ruach HaKadosh. And that's the state in Amos Beis HaBechira. That wasn't Meshivim. He also says Ein Nishalim, but that because later was Ein Nishalim. So Nehla Staka, two things, the Ruach HaKadosh that came later, but the Urim V'Tumim they didn't have was the entire time because it didn't answer, and that's not a halacha, that's a mitzvah, even with the Ruach HaKadosh, the Urim V'Tumim didn't answer, that's the shtickle of the Brisker Rav. And now let's see the sugya in the second parak. The Mishnah says, "B'rishayna kol mi shereitz lichumis mizbech tayim." Originally, anyone who wants to go to Trumas Hadesh and Yisrael, there's no pious. It was man sheimum. If a lot of people want to come, they couldn't be mizade. Rotsim el mekevish. They run and they go up on the kevish. Kol kaidim eskoya ba'arba amizach. Whoever gets to the four amis closest to the mizbech first, he gets this chus to do the Trumas Hadesh. So interesting. The Taisa shanim and the Taisa shasta kashim. There's a pasuk at the end of Pashas Mishpatim, Lesal b'malas al mizbechi. You can't go up steps on the mizbech. Rashi says that's why you need a ramp. You can't go up steps. Yishalmi misach this brachas they bring down. Dashes with the kahanim have to go ekev v'tzad gaidom. The heel has to be right adjacent to the big toe. You can't take a step that's wider, that you don't have the heel going further away from the big toe. It's wide step. You can't take a wide step. You see there, the Gemara there was discussing about davening, it was a machlekes to Amiron, if you daven like malachim, which are glaim regularly shari, if you did it together, you daven like kahanim, ekev v'tzad gaidel. Is it Yisant Debir Agra, in Simon Kuvchav Gimel, Sif Gimel, brings this as a makar, after davening, when we take the three steps back, it says to do ekev v'tzad gaidel. It says, even though we, by the davening, we do like the malachim, regularly shari, but that much you learn from the Kahanim, that the Psiyos after davening have to be Ekev Vitzan Gadol. Anyway, the Mechilta also, the Rishayim don't bring this, the Mechilta, the Medrash Mechilta on the Psukim, says exactly like the Yishalmi, there's an Issa Psiyah Gasa, you have to be Ekev Vitzan Gadol. So the Shaila is, how could it be Ratzvayel of a Kevish? That's a Psiyah Gasa, how are you going to run up the Kevish? So they answer two Turutzim. One teretz is that the issue is while you're doing aveda. So while you're bringing up the evarim or the wood or whatever it is, there's an issue to run or to do a psiya gasa here. They didn't start the aveda yet, and mele it's mutter. It's interesting. Not clear. The pasuk stamps is the salva malas amizbechi. The minchas chinuch is ma'ir. Now when the chinuch brings his drasha, and afterwards he says it's naig b'scharim b'nekeves. The Nekevis, obviously, you're not doing Aveda. The Chinuch, Al-Kavanim Sefer, Chinuch doesn't hold that it's only B'Shas Aveda. You see, the Chayr, it's also even not B'Shas Aveda. The Rambam also doesn't mention when he brings the Lav of Salah B'Malas HaMizbechi in Sefer HaMitzvah and in Yad, he doesn't mention it's B'Shas Aveda. So, Shtikul Chiddush, the Taizah Shonim, the Taizah Rosh, at least it's saying one Teretz, it's Nafka B'Shas Aveda. The other Teretz they give is Enechinami. They would run, but they would go Ekev Vitzad Gadol. Now, the issue is to take wide steps. If the steps are very small, even though you're taking them very quickly in rapid succession, there's no issue of Yisrael B'malas HaMizbechi. So they would run in an Eifin of Ekev Vitzad Gadol, as I am for the Teizah Shan and the Teizah Rosh. Then this is the Urayim in Simon Shinyam Yiralf, brings also this mitzvah of Yisrael B'malas HaMizbechi in the Smag, and they bring the Drash of Ekev Vitzad Gadol, and they both write, it's lav dafka, the issa is psiya gasa, and the raya is from ratz v'elam mekevish. Basically, they couldn't imagine that ratz v'elam mekevish would mean ekev v'tzad gadol. But upon them, if you take small steps, not large steps, even though you're being you're running v'elam mekevish, you wouldn't be able to sal b'malas ha-mizbechi. The Rambam, in Ilchus Beis HaBechir, Bergavag and Zion, he just says you can't go up milus. He says, v'elam b'malas ha-mizbech lake. He didn't mention the din of psiya gasa, or Ekev Vitzad Gadol. The Mishnah Lamelech was bothered. Why didn't he mention it? It's Yerushalmi, it's a Mechilta. But the Brisker Rav here in the notes, he says that the Rambam holds as a Machlekes there in the Mechilta, and the Rambam passes no Issa Psiya Gasa. This is Dafka Meilos. But in the Sefer Mitzvahs, the Rambam, he writes the Issa Psiya Gasa like the Chinuch and the Smag in the Irei, and he brings the Issa Psiya Gasa also. Maybe in the Yani Vizchazer, who knows? Now, the Mishnah goes further. That lets it a shneim shav, and the moon tells them at tzvi, you put out your fingers. So Rashi says, kulam ba matel girl. They all have to go make the girl. And the moon tells all of them at tzvi. The Gemara series is a little bothered. Where did the Mishnah say that clearly? If anything, I could read the Mishnah. And my shneim shavim, hamamuna amalem at tzvi means the shneim shavim should be at tzvi. Where did Rashi get that all of them should be matzvi? Maybe all of them, since they didn't come first, so they lost the schus. And only these two have a schus, and these two, they're metzviah. They make a gairo. Now, Teis Yantef already starts the this. He says that you can't make a gairo with just two people, because right away you'll know if it's odd or even. You have a bunch of people, so you don't know where the girl is going to come out. You have two people, so no matter what number you pick, you might never get to know if it's an odd number, it will come out on the one you started with. If it's even number, it will come out on the other one. So you can't make a girl with two people. But there's a very interesting shmuz. The Magen Avraham in Siman Kuf Lamed Beis of Kan Beis has a whole discussion about Kaddish. That in those days, until fairly recently, only one person said Kaddish at each Kaddish at a time. So if there was a question, there was a number of people who had Yartzeit or were Avelim, so they had to split up the Kaddishim, and they had to make a Rolos on the Kaddish. They used to make a Gairol very often on the Kaddishim. So let's say there are four or five people there, and apparently they all understood, I don't know what Gairol they used exactly, but all the Achreinim that speak about it apparently did, and the girl seemed to be the higher number win. So let's say two people get the highest number, and the other ones have lower numbers, but two people are tied for the higher number. So the Magen Avraham says, it's bottled whole girl, you start again. You don't say, the two people that tied and have the highest number, now you just make a girl between them. No, you start the girl again. And he says, the raya is from the beginning of the second parak of Yuma, that b'shneim shavim, they make one girl for everyone. So Rav Yo Rabba, this is actually in Siman Kuf Lamed Gimel, he says it's not really a raya from here, because here you can't make a girl with both, just both of them, like the Teis Yantiv said. Teis Yantiv says you can't make a girl for both of them. You right away know if it's odd or even. So Mel, it's not a raya. Here you can make a girl just for the two of them. So this, the Sefer Zichron Yosef, early Tshuva Sefer, he says, no, he thinks the Magen Avraham's raya is a very good raya. Because here also you could make a girl from the two of them. First of all, the Zishanim and the Ritva say that the one that takes the hat and determines where you start the girl is not the same one that says what the number is. You can't have that, because then maybe you could figure out how to contrive the girl to come out to what he wants. Taz says one guy takes the hat and the other guy picks a number, but they have no idea, the one who picks the number has no idea which kain is going to start the number. The one who picks the kain has no idea what the number is going to be. So what's the difference? Even if you have two people, one guy will pick up the hat, the other guy will say the number, so you'll know right away, so what? And also, let's say you can't do this girl, you can't do another girl. What does it mean you can't do a girl with these two? Of course you can do a girl with these two. Maybe not this girl. He says, the pshat of the Taisus Yantif is, the question was, where did Rashi know this from? The Mishnah didn't say that clearly. The Mishnah said, if the Hayish name Shav and the Munah says Hatzbiyu, Rashi says everybody has an Hatzbiyu. How do you know that's what the Mishnah means? The Torah says Hatzbiyu doesn't make sense with two people. It doesn't make sense to go and count and this and that. You know right away, it's not even, you don't have to count b'chol. Elamai said, why not just do that? But that's not what the Mishnah says you're doing. The common indications he brings that you're making a girl with a large number of people. But why you're doing it is not because you can't do it with two people. Of course you could do a girl with two people. Why not? You could do a different girl. Elamai, there's no such halacha. That's why Zichron Yosef likes to write Magrum. He's got a ma'irich ma'id about it, about the pshat and Agamara, and about the Negarolos B'chol. The Miltstaka happens to argue on the Magen Avraham. The Miltstaka says like this. He says, here, the original thing wasn't a girl. The original thing was a kala kaidim zacha. Whoever wins, whoever gets there first wins. It wasn't a girl b'chlal. If that doesn't work, you need a girl. There's no reason why the two people should have more of a schus in the girl than anyone else. Now, Shengen, if the original thing gufu was a girl, so they won already their part of the girl, now you just have to continue the girl between the two. But they're already the winners in the girl. That's why he thinks that you don't have to make a girl again. If you have two people that were tied for the top, so now, they already have their girl, and now you just make a girl between them. But a lot of the Achrayim who speak about it, the Mishnah will say something like the Magen Avraham, that you do start the girl again. Now let's go back to the Mishnah said the incident with Maisa Shayish Neim Shavim, and they were Dacha Vechim Kvev of Nishbur Ragloi, so Kevin Shobezin Shavim, Bazlai Sakana, Hiskinu Shaitaimim, Esam Isbeach El Bapayis, and the Gemara discusses the different Tekanis, why they held that way at first, now they changed. And then the Gemara says, Arba Paisis Hayu, Vasham, Vizel Paisarisha. There were four Paisis, and this is the first Pais. So there's a machlokes Balamar and Ramban about this Nakuda, which we mentioned a little bit in previous shurim, and that is, did they do the payasis on Yom Kippur? Because, a little bit interesting, we have it here in the Mishnah in Yuma, it would seem that the payasis would be done on Yom Kippur. And the payitanim bring it, but the Balamar says they were not done on Yom Kippur. He writes like this, Avi Yedeyam, Kibale akrevish echnisu piyutein beseder avay desim arba payasis to kulam mishne sein avoyavinu. The ones that wrote the piyutim of the seder avay dan Yom Kippur, and they wrote the four payasis, they all made a mistake. They didn't understand ki payasis akshuv mishne sein ulashayim esushanein v'loy biyam Yom Kippur. She bechol avay desim and exhale bekayin gadol. Yom Kippur didn't have payasis because it was only kasha bekayin gadol. Now, like we mentioned earlier, the Zaisis Yishanim didn't want to say that the Yishanim, Kanmainim, they wrote the things of Tayyim. He says they were just Nimshach after the Mishnah. They didn't intend to, they weren't really trying to say it was done in Yom Kippur. Now, there's a kasha, if the Piyasas weren't done in Yom Kippur, why are they mentioned here in Masechtas Yuma? We should have left it for Masechtas Tamid. So, Tayyis Yishanim, the Yidva both say, we anyway discussed Truma Sedeshen. We discussed Truma Sedeshen and Yom Kippur was Katzeis. He wanted to contrast that with the rest of the time was done by Krezig Evan. So once we mentioned the Halachas of Truma Sedeshen, we also discussed the din that originally there wasn't a payas and then the Omasakan. There was a payas. And argue that we discussed the other payasas, but they were not done on Yom Kippur. But the Ramban says it's impossible to say that that they said he also was very bothered by the kasha. But he says it's impossible to say they made a mistake because they were gvaldig rishenim. He said the seder avoda bavli shemei rabbi seinu kasev apiyases. I think the rabbi seinu means as the chachmei atalman even, and Rabbi Elazar Kalir and the kravis ha'gainim and the chachmei yeshivas and Rabbanei Svad achreinim. He can't say they all made a mistake. And he said fakert. Harayim from the fact that it's here in Masechtas Yuma, Vaisus was done in Yom Kippur. And the first thing he discusses was Truma Sedeshen. But then we already discussed Barichas earlier that the Balamar holds that Truma Sedeshen had to be done with the Kayin Gadol. The Kamri Shainim and Bechol and the Rambam and the Rivam hold that no, that since it's Avedis Laila, it didn't have to be done. It's not called Avedis Yom Kippurim. It did not have to be done with the Kayin Gadol. So that's the first pious. And the Ramban includes in that the Sidur Amrach and the Shnei Gizri Eitzim, which was, that's also Avedis Laila. Doesn't have to be done by day. And that also didn't have to be done with the Kayin Gadol. But what about the other payases? The other payases, the Avedis HaTamid and the Ktairis V'chuli, they had to be done with the Kayin Gadol. How would you have four payases on Yom Kippur? So the Ramban says that there were some Avedis that weren't done by the Kayin Gadol. And he says, Faket. He says, you look in the Piyutim, you'll see, they say clearly it wasn't for all the Avedis. I mean, we have two Piyutim that are popular by us. The Nusus Ashkenaz Piyut starts with the words Amitz Kayach, and the Sfarad one that starts with the words Atikananta. The one, the Sfarad of Atikananta doesn't mention anything about the Payasis. The one we have in Nusus Ashkenaz, the Amitz Kayach, it says like this, Otsu Turoim Deshen B'Payas Rishon, they were pleased to do the Deshen in the first Payas, Oid Yafisu L'Dishen Pnimi U'Menayra. The second Payas is L'Dishen of the Mizbeach of Pnimi and for the Menayra. Now, the pious Sheni, the Mishnah says 13 kanim, Mishaychet, Mizerik, Mimalei Varim, Lekevish, Lemizbeach. And here it only mentions the Dishan Mizbeach of Pnimit and the Dishan Amenayra. So what's Pshad? He says, Vaisis, they didn't make a mistake. Vaisis, the other Putin was that way. They were very Medayik because Mishaychet, Mizerik, they couldn't make a pious because the Kayin Gadol did it. But the Dishan Mizbeach of Pnimit, Amenayra, that's not really that Vaidis Ayayim. And he says, even though we find that even Shkita, which is even Kasha Bazar, has to be with the Kayin Gadol, but that's like a Vaidis Laila. That's the same din of a Vaidis Laila, because already the Dishan of the Menari, the Dishan of the Afnim, really could have been done by night, so that didn't have to be done with the Kayin Gadol. So they didn't want to bother the Kayin Gadol doing it, because another Kayin could do it. And then he said, what about the other two? The Eik of Ktairis Pais Kadashi Mishalishu Orech Nisachim Yachat Pais. The third one was for Ktairis. So he says the Ktairis are really two jobs in the Ktairis, like some in the Gemara later. One of them that brought in the Ktairis that did the actual Ktairis, and that Avad that the Kohen Gadol had to do. And the second was one who brought in the Machta, the one who brought in the coals by Lefnai Lufnim, the Kohen Gadol had to do both, because no one else would go Lufnai Lufnim. But the Keteris of Zeh HaPnimi, there was another Kohen that brought in the coals. So he did the Keteris, and they had a pious for a Kohen to bring in the coals. So that takes care of the three priyasim. Again, the first one was Chumas Hadeshim, which doesn't need a Kohen Gadol, together with Marach, Siddur Marach and Shnei Gzivei Eitzim. The second one was specifically Dishim Mizbeach HaPnimi and Dishim Nair, which also don't need a Kohen Gadol, they also have Eitz Laila. And the third one was Keteris to help the Kohen, with the Keteris to bring in the Machta. The fourth one, which was to be Machter, so the Ramban says at Teretz that it wasn't the Haktara of the Kabbanis that were brought on Yom Kippur. It was the Haktara of the things that were left over from Erev Yom Kippur. Because the Evarim of the Tmidim and Musafim on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol had to be Machter. But the Evarim of Kainim Yom Kippur, that could have been done with another Kain. It's not from the Avodah Sayyim, so they made it pious to be Machter Evarim from before Yom Kippur. But the Taiz Yantif asked the Kasha, and who would do the Mayim Chaim from the Pri Chodesh, on the Rambam Hilchos Avodas Kippurim Perek Dal Halacha Aleph, we pass it like Rabbi Kiva that says that Chalvei Shabbos are not craven by Yom Kippurim. That's how the Rambam baskins. And certainly Chalvei Chayil were not craven by Yom Kippurim. So you were not allowed to be Makted Avarim from leftovers from the last night on Yom Kippur. So what's the Pshat? How could they have a fourth pious? So they say that also Kain, what the Kain says about the Keteris, that you needed someone to help the Kain bring in the Machta, who had in about the Haktaris Avarim, the Kain Gadol did the actual Haktar, but he needed someone to help him schlep up the Avarim, that he didn't have to bring up the Avarim, someone could bring up the Avarim and hand it to the Kohen Gadol, he'll do the actual Akhtar, came with the Ramban said about the Keteris. Gratisul the Rogachov and Safdis Paneh, Madurit and Yana, he has a suffix that maybe even the Avarim of Yom Kippur can be Makhted, Nemzan Avad the Nat, but he declares that since Lemaisi you could do Akhtaris Avarim the night after Yom Kippur, so maybe it's not called Avedis Yom Kippur, and maybe even another Kohen could do it. The Avedis had to be done on the Yom Kippur Gufa, even the regular Tamidim and Musafim, that was done by the Kohen Gadol. But the Avodah that could have been done the night after Yom Kippur, we don't need the Kohen Gadol anymore, maybe even if you did it on Yom Kippur, it could be done by a regular Kohen, and then, according to that Chiddush of the Rogachov, you can learn the Payash of Kipshutai, that another Kohen was Makta the Avarim and Bedarim, even of the Kabbanis of Yom Kippur.